was this the overwhelming best option than giving the Meadowlands another game than RF than Washington? Is this the smart move? You get to play inside here?
Exactly. I think so. Logistically, it's going to be tough to get some of these Bills players dug out. And some of them, I'm sure, given their druthers, would rather stay with their families. But, this is their job. And
yeah.
This is the way to do it. I think by moving it to Monday, you allow the Bills to at least hopefully get on the practice field Friday and Saturday, have a walk through Sunday, have a walk through Monday. So it allows them to salvage something of a practice week. Detroit is neutral. It's a dome. So, it kind of mitigates any weather issues there. And putting it in the Meadowlands, I don't think it's fair for the Jets to have, both home games in this series. Buffalo still feels it has some playoff potential. So I think this is probably the best-case scenario out of a tough situation.
As many have noted, side note, former Lions head coach Jim Schwartz now, Jason, will get access to he left rather bitterly, fired, and he'll get access to the Lions.
Yeah, he might be carried off again.
There might be a little lipstick in the mirrors after he gets done in the home locker room, leaving some messages for Jim Caldwell and Tom Lawan, maybe. You never know.
Yeah, he certainly enjoyed his first trip there.
we'll see where it goes. And did a window open a little bit for some AFC teams with Kansas City's loss night?
Yeah.
Maybe not Buffalo prominently, but that was a great result for Miami, great result for San Diego, great result for everybody in the AFC North enjoyed last night.
Houston, Baltimore, Cincinnati, whoever, is sort of going to be that's the first and second wild card team or what have you. I'm not shocked that Kansas City lost because just the way everything's set up, that's the classic trap game. They beat the Super Bowl champs at home. They're winning, but not necessarily overpowering anybody offensively. Their passing game still left a lot to be desired. They go on the road. They fall behind quickly. The weather turns. They're not a good team playing from behind. They scramble to kind of tie it, but couldn't get that last stop when they needed it. And they had the Denver game looming in 9 days. This is a very easy game to look past, and I think they kind of did.
Given how some of these records now set up, Jason, in the NFC with the Packers, and you go down the list, the Dallas Cowboys this week as well, does it turn into a must-win game this week for the 6-4 Seattle Seahawks?
Well, in terms of winning the division or any sort of vestiges of that, yes. At 6-5, could they still get in the playoffs? I don't think it's impossible. They'd have to obviously go on quite a run. But
it's unlikely, though.
Unlikely, but the fact that they have so many teams in front of them still, who are, frankly, in front of them or next to them in the standings, again, if they were to go on a great December run like we've seen the Giants do in the past or the Ravens or some of these other teams, then I wouldn't be ready to completely, put the knife through their hearts and say they're dead. But, Arizona gets four games up on them, then, the Cardinals are winning that division.
It was very much pound the rock Sunday night for the Patriots. What was strange was just the one carry for Shane Vereen and Jonas Gray with 37 carries. They readjusted his total, gave him 201 yards. But now they pick up LeGarrette Blount. I mean, there's no guessing with Bill Belichick. They host the Lions this week at Foxborough. Jonas Gray could get three carries for 6 yards on Sunday, couldn't he? This is the way just Belichick rolls.
I think Jonas Gray will still be given the opportunity to be the bell cow, but they've lost a running back already. You want to have, some fortification. The weather is turning, and they want to protect Tom Brady. They want to be very balanced. Bill Belichick likes big backs. He likes to get physical, especially this time of year. They know LeGarrette Blount. They get him for a vet minimum deal, and they own him for 2 years. They have his rights for 2 years, so if they want to keep him around cheaply, they can. It's pretty good insurance for them, certainly at the right price. And if Gray isn't ready for a big load week after week, if he does break down, if he gets hurt, then they've got a guy there who they trust and who had a couple of big games late last season and looked like he was going to be a factor for them in the postseason. So I think it's sort of a quintessential Belichick move, and we'll see how much Blount matters one way or the other. But even in the return game, no one thought he'd be much of a returner. They got a lot out of him in that regard last year, and even if he just gives them a couple of big returns, that could help him win a game or two.
Give us about 30 quickly on Miami-Denver. In the cold, you know, in the cold, harsh reality, we all maybe reacted to Denver scoring 7 points and thought something's really, really wrong here. Is that just the randomness of sports? Are they due for a very big bounce back Sunday?
I have concerns about their offensive line, their ability to protect Peyton Manning, Peyton Manning's trust and confidence in his running backs to chip and get up in front of somebody when they have to. And they've got some issues there, too. Julius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, we're not sure if they're going to play or not. I think Denver's in a tough stretch here where they're playing a bunch of physical defenses in a row. They still have Buffalo and Kansas City looming. Those might not be the best matchups for their offensive line right now either. So I want to see what Peyton Manning's health and production looks like at the end of this stretch of games when we get into December.